Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would start by congratulating you on your election as chair of this preparatory committee and as the president designate of the review conference. Let me assure you that you have the full confidence of my delegation in making your chairmanship and presidency a success. We stand ready to assist you in any way we can. In addition to the statement by the European Union, the Netherlands wishes to make the following remarks. As we are defining our hopes and expectations for the 8th REFCON here today, let me quote my predecessor and chair of the 7th Review Conference, Paul van der Nijssel, when he said in 2010, a positive outcome means two things, consensus, but also ambition. I hope we all agree that we should be guided by ambition when we are determining our aims for the REFCON. At the same time, we should keep an eye on what is doable and what is realistic. The main aim of the Netherlands for the 8th REFCON is to secure a positive outcome that further strengthens the convention. In our view, this outcome should contain the following elements. First, supporting national implementation. Biological threats and risks continue to evolve. If we are to internationally contain those risks, it is essential to strengthen national implementation of the Convention, such as through creating criminal legislation or establishing appropriate biosafety and biosecurity measures. In this light, the provision of assistance to states in need of technical and legislative support is crucial. Second, enhancing compliance of the Convention by building confidence. In the absence of a binding verification protocol, it is important to build confidence in compliance and enhance information sharing between state parties. The intersessional process has identified innovative approaches to strengthen compliance and enhance national implementation. Voluntary but concrete and bottom-up mechanisms for state parties to show their compliance are needed to accomplish this. Third element, promoting universality. The ultimate goal is to have a universally legally binding convention. Therefore, it is essential to reach out to those states who have not yet legally committed themselves to the non-proliferation and disarmament of biological and toxin weapons. Fourth element is incorporate developments in science and technology. Rapid and significant developments in the life sciences are accompanied by growing concerns about possible misuse of life sciences for terrorist or criminal purposes. New research use poses biosecurity risks. Therefore, advances in biological science and technology should be taken into account in the proceedings of the BTWC. Governments, as well as the scientific community, have a collective responsibility that scientific advances will only be used in support of peace, security, and development. Therefore, we must continuously and constructively engage scientific experts in the Convention. Fifth element for us is raise biosecurity awareness and promote bottom-up capacity building. Education and awareness raising of the scientific community on dual use issues should be one of the key topics. The Royal Netherlands Academy of Arts and Science developed a code of conduct for biosecurity. This is to help individual researchers in their assessment of risks and benefits. Moreover, the Netherlands Biosecurity Office serves to increase awareness and function as a link between policymakers and scientific professionals. The main objectives are to develop tools to help organizations implement biosecurity and create awareness among biosecurity stakeholders. Sixth element for us is further strengthening of the ISU. The Netherlands supports strengthening of the role of the ISU, such as prolonging its mandate expanding its staff and strengthening its tasks in the implementation of the next intersessional work programme. With regard to proposals that have been forwarded in the context of this PrepCom, the Netherlands wishes to thank those states which have made initiatives to put forward proposals. Several proposals have been put forward to enlarge the engagement of scientific experts and create a more structured arrangement for reviewing S&T developments within the framework of the BTWC. These are objectives the Netherlands fully supports. We hope that the preparatory process will allow substantive discussion on these proposals with the aim of converging similar proposals into one. We believe it to be important for such a structure to render specialized advice to state parties regarding developments in science and technology relevant to the Convention. Considering the rapidly evolving developments, such as a structure should be flexible in its focus. Moreover, it is important for it to be open and geographically diverse. Lastly, we wish to stress the peer review mechanism as a concrete and innovative initiative to enhance national implementation and to improve compliance through confidence building and increased transparency among state parties and to strengthen international cooperation while respecting national sovereignty. Previous peer review exercises in France and in the Benelux countries have proven to be valuable to increase awareness amongst national stakeholders and provide for a mutual learning experience. Mr. Chairman, let me conclude by saying that we are committed to working closely with all state parties in a constructive manner in order to secure a positive outcome at the REFCON that further strengthens the Convention. Thank you, Mr. Chair.